Hello everybody, it's Mr. Tall 23 back with another video. So I titled this video, All Bible or No Bible. And the title might be a bit confusing because you can interpret it in two different ways. But really, I'm talking about both in this video. So the purpose of this video is to address the so-called Christians out there who there are many in the world who are like this, who claim to believe the Word of God, yet they rely on tradition and experience over what the Bible actually says. So when I say all Bible, I mean using the Bible only for doctrine and practices and not traditions and experiences, which often they use to try to trump the Bible. Now, as a result of people's use of tradition and experience and other scriptures, instead of relying solely on the Word of God, the Bible, they tend to reject certain portions of scripture. There's honestly some people out there who will call themselves Christians who simply don't believe what portions of the Bible says, or they ignore these portions because it simply doesn't fit in with their false doctrine. So the purpose of this video is to explain why this is completely inconsistent. If you claim to believe the Bible, you either use the entire Bible and use it alone for your doctrine, or you shouldn't use it at all. A true Christian is one who believes that this book, the Bible, is the Word of God without error. There's no in between. People who claim, well, I believe certain parts of the Bible, but not others. I only believe this book or this book or this section or this section. They do not really believe the Bible. People who claim, I believe the Bible, but I think the human tradition is equal to or greater than the scriptures, do not really believe the Bible. And of course, I'm going to explain why using the Bible and several example or and why several examples of people who do this, why they're reject portions of the Bible and different groups that do this. And there's probably two or three that I'm going to talk about in this video. There's the Jews, for example, who follow the Judaic religion. The Judaists claim to believe the Old Testament, but of course, since they are Jews and not Christians, they reject the New Testament. They don't believe that Jesus Christ is the Messiah or the Son of God, and they don't believe that any of the books from Matthew to Revelation are inspired scripture. And many Christians, especially Zionist Christians out there who treat the Jews as if they're special despite being blasphemers of Christ and people who deny the Messiah. 1 John 2:22 says, "Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son." And yet, despite this, many Christians will even say that Judaism is the religion of the Old Testament and that Jews still believe the Hebrew Bible, despite this verse in the New Testament saying that they reject the Father and the Son. But that is once again untrue, the Christian Zionist interpretation of what Judaism is. Judaism is a religion which puts traditions above the Bible, and those traditions are written down in the form of the Talmud, which is made up of the Mishnah, which is the written form of what's called the Oral Torah, and the Gemara, which is rabbinic commentaries on the Oral Torah. Now, the customs of the Jews are not found in the Bible, such as the 39 specific things which you don't do on the Sabbath, the requirement of a priestly blessing on food for it to be kosher. These are from the Mishnah. These are not from the Torah, the five books of Moses. Now, the actual Torah contained in the law of Moses from Genesis to Deuteronomy, it says in Deuteronomy 4:2 to not add or to subtract to the law. Now, the Jews claim that they're not adding to the law because the oral Torah is something supposedly given to Moses by God, and it was passed down by tradition over thousands of years. However, there's literally zero evidence of the existence of these rabbinical traditions and the oral Torah prior to the Second Temple period. It's not even mentioned in the actual Torah or in the Hebrew Old Testament at all. It's just a tradition which developed after the exile from Babylon, after they returned back to the land. So simply put, the oral Torah and the commentaries on the Torah, which govern the practices of the Jewish religion, are based on human tradition and not on the Word of God. They're disobeying the commandment of God, which says not to add or subtract to his word by adding to his word. Not only that, the Jews do not believe much of the Old Testament anyway. Jesus said in John chapter 5, verse 46 to 47, "For had he believed Moses, you would have believed me, for he wrote of me. But if you believe not his writings, how shall you believe my words?" So you Christians out there who think that the Jews are still believers in God's word, but that they just reject the latter part of it, but they're still believers in the Old Testament religion, that's wrong according to Christ. According to Christ, if they had believed Moses, they would have believed him. So this implies that the Jews who reject Christ and reject the New Testament, despite claiming a lot of the time to follow the Old Testament, do not really believe in Moses. Again, they reject part of Scripture because they don't believe it at all. all Bible or no Bible. That's why I call the video this. Then there's also the Roman Catholics. That's another false religion out there, which does a very similar thing. They claim to believe that the Bible is God's word, but they also lift up tradition higher than that. Now, the Catechism of the Catholic Church, which outlines Catholic doctrine, says in section 82, as a result, the church to whom the transmission and interpretation of revelation is entrusted does not derive for certainty about all revealed truths from the Holy Scriptures alone. Both scripture and tradition must be accepted and honored with equal sentiments of devotion and reverence. So this is evident from Roman Catholicism that they hold these two things to be equal. At least they claim that they're equal. However, in the end, it always ends up pushing tradition above the words of God. When scripture disagrees with their tradition, they'll follow the tradition over what the Bible says, or they'll twist scriptures in order to agree with their traditions. Now, let me explain why this position is inconsistent as well. The Bible says this, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 to 17, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. So here it says all scripture, but not all tradition. Now, scripture, it says, is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine. So we get our doctrine or what we believe from scripture. For reproof, so we can use scripture to teach people that they are sinners and to rebuke the wicked. For correction, we use scripture to get people on the right path towards serving God. For instruction in righteousness, we use scripture to teach people what's right and what's wrong. Verse 17 is key here. It says, it starts with the word that, showing that as a result of these things, the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Now, I love when the Bible uses absolutes because it shows you here what it's talking about. It says that the scripture can make the man of God perfect, and that it thoroughly, meaning completely, furnishes to all, not some, good works. Therefore, why is there need for a tradition if it's the scriptures which are able to make us perfect and to furnish us unto all good works? All the good works that we do are taught to us by the scriptures. So all the traditions of the Roman Catholic Church are useless, according to the Bible, if it's not based on what the scripture says. In the end, the Roman Catholic Church ends up exalting tradition above the Bible and hold on to things despite being forbidden in the scriptures. For example, Jesus commanded to call no man father in a religious context, yet they call all their priests father, including the Bishop of Rome, who they call Pope. That comes from the Italian word for father, Papa. Now, Jesus said to not make vain repetitions in prayer, yet they repeat their Hail Marys and their Our Father prayers constantly in their churches. Then their priests don't marry, but the Bible says specifically that being married is a requirement for being a bishop and a deacon in 1 Timothy chapter 3. So the word tradition is only used in a positive context once in the Bible, and that's in 2 Thessalonians. It specifies what it means, saying, which ye have been taught, whether by word or our epistle. So the word tradition means something which is handed down. Obviously, Paul is not sanctioning keeping every single thing which is handed down to you, but literally says that these are things which have been taught to the Thessalonians through what the Bible says. The tradition which we should be holding on to are the teachings of the New Testament, the Bible that has been passed down to us, not mankind's doctrines which contradict scripture. So this is why I say again, all Bible or no Bible. Because it's funny how some people will say that the Holy Scriptures are inspired by God. You know, the Roman Catholics said that in their Catechism of the Catholic Church, they'll say, yeah, the scriptures are inspired, but then the Holy Scriptures also say that the Holy Scriptures are all you need and you don't need tradition. But they don't believe that. So they believe that this is right, and yet they don't believe what it says about itself. They don't believe what the Holy Scriptures say about the Holy Scriptures and about how you only need the Holy Scriptures. If you try to show them what the Bible says, they'll try to find the middle ground between their traditions instead of just going with what the Bible says, even though it's described as a perfect word of God. So as Christians, we should hold to the entirety of the Bible because all scripture is given by inspiration of God. But furthermore, we should rely on the Bible alone for our doctrine. There's no point of relying on other scriptures, tradition, or experience. In 2 Peter chapter 1, it's written that the written word of scripture is a more sure word of prophecy, even than the direct voice of God, which spake at the Mount of Transfiguration. So we have a reliable word of God, and that's why we as Christians, we should use Holy Scripture alone and all Scripture. If you don't believe it, you just don't believe it at all. Jesus said, he that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God. Simply put, those who pick and choose what to believe and what to reject are not of God. If you find God's words and you say, well, I don't believe that, I don't want to believe that, then you're not of God. You are not born again. You're not born of God. You're not a Christian. So thank you, everybody, for watching. That's it for this video, and God bless you and goodbye.